Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers, and I'm happy to be here with you this evening or this morning, whatever time it is, wherever you are, to dabble in the mystic sciences and realms of the unknown and the unseen, and then, of course, time and space. If this is your first time listening to my show, I want to invite you or encourage you to go to my website, which is starofthemagi.com, and see what I'm up to, because a lot of it's there. This show is based on the mystic science of the cards of the ancient order of the Magi, which reveal that, you know, we have a destiny in time, and we are interacting with each other moment by moment, for a moment or for a lifetime, for very specific reasons, which is why I wrote my book, Love and Destiny, Discover the Secret Language of Relationships. Relationships to me are everything, because we're in relationship with everything on this planet. And we're in relationship with ourselves first and foremost, and the creative power of our existence. We're in relationship with everything we see, feel, hear, touch, taste, whatever, even things we don't see, which is why I have my blog, Beyond the Body, Stories from the Other Side. I am a psychic medium, and I do have a son on the other side, so this is a region of creation that's very near and dear to my heart, to say the very least, and one where I've witnessed a lot of amazing experiences. And I've been telling a story on my blog about some families and friends that I witnessed experiences with over a 3.5 year period of time. I need to finish that final story, and for those of you that are following that story on my blog and wondering why I haven't posted that last piece, it's because it was such a powerful experience when it happened for me that I'm not sure how to write about it. And I don't remember everything that happened, because I'm absolutely sure that boy's father just took over my body there for a few minutes and talked to his son, and everybody was crying, including me. And it was so powerful that I've been thinking about it a lot, and I may write about it tonight and post it up there. But it is, you know, that was the last time I visited that family. If you haven't read the story, you might want to check it out. It's my blog address is beyondthebody.blogspot.com. Wow. There is a widget on my website that will take you there, and you don't have to think about what I just said. Okay. So back to relationships. They're so important, you know, and I look at the news on Yahoo and Google and everybody in the morning. I have a little ritual where I spend about 20 minutes just skimming over the news to see what's going on, and I watch what's happening, and, you know, I look at the cards. I put the card of the day up on my website every day, and I also send it out to people for free in their email. And, you know, a couple of days ago, there were some unusual, well, maybe for Kanye West it wasn't unusual, bless his heart, but there were some outbursts that took place and some violence that was quite noticeable. And, you know, I look at the card of the day. The day was the Ten of Clubs, I think, and maybe the night before it came in when all that stuff was happening. And that card is a very aggressive card. It's a card of the healer and, you know, the teacher. It's a card of the spiritual initiate. There's a tremendous amount of wisdom that card embodies. Ten of Clubs people are some of the most giving people in the world. And at the same time, that card sits on top of a column that is governed by Mars. So the energy that can come through there can be very aggressive and very intense. Then we went to the Nine of Clubs day, and which was a day of major initiation, an incredible day. And I got an email from someone today about yesterday, which was the Nine of Clubs day. And I want to read part of that email to you. First, I probably ought to read what I wrote for September 16th, which was right here. What I wrote for that day, if you didn't read this, and this, every day of the year has intention. Every single day is filled with influences that carry agendas relative to this system, because we know that the card deck was originally a timekeeping book. It was a calendar, so to speak. So on September 15th, which was yesterday, I believe, I wrote this. The energy of this day is one of initiation. That will be different for each one of us. However, the day does carry its own agendas and intentions, as each one does. And for each one of us, the relationship with the day is unique and special. This is a day to reevaluate, redefine, reconfigure, reinvent, and recreate. Any losses that occur are blessings in disguise. Blessings that encourage deep and lasting personal growth and self-awareness. Disappointments carry a message of encouragement to participate in creating the change that you want to see happen. Become the participant, the leader, the creator of the situation, and enjoy the benefits of taking charge of what you thought was out of control, if that's the case. So, that's what I put on the card of the day. And very often, I get little emails from people. It's so sweet. Well, every day I get emails from people. And sometimes they are from There we go. Multitasking, sorry. Sometimes they're relative to the card of the day. So this is the email that I received today about yesterday. I read your card of the day and thought, interesting. Then proceeded to open the rest of my emails. I quickly found out that I had another show that had been canceled and taken off my schedule. I have to say I wasn't as surprised as I should have been, having just read the influences of the day. And I feel very strongly that this is a blessing. I made contact with another company, the one I told you about in Boston, and had a very positive conversation with the manager and will be sending them my resume. I think I've been too comfortable with what I'm doing and have been putting all my eggs in one basket. And this is no doubt a sign for me to branch out and share what makes me a great find for more people, which she really is. So that's part of the email that she sent to me, and it's so true. These things come in all sorts of forms. And, you know, life is so dynamic. It's totally dynamic. It's not static at all. And Angela, if you're listening, call into the radio show. Anybody that wants to call in can do that, and you can send me emails. Sorry if I sound a little scattered. I just ate some really great chocolate. So my little brain is racing. So we're born on one of these days and with its intentions, and we have a life path of 13 cards. Not 7, not 8, not 11, not 10, 13 cards. There are 13 lunar cycles. There are 13 weeks in each of the four seasons in the year. There are 13 cards in each suit, and we have a 13-card life path. That life path reveals our destiny. It reveals where we are in time. It reveals who we're in relationship and what that's about. If you want to send me an email, it's staroftheMagi@earthlink.net, or you can call in on the radio, and you have those numbers right in front of you. So I believe that it's really important to understand all this. And somebody asked me the other day to look at Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore and also Bruce Willis, because of their relationship and how mature all these people are in their relationship. And I thought, well, this is interesting. Now, Ashton Kutcher, well, it's so hard for me to say his name always. He's a 5 of spades, and he's an Aquarius. So Aquariuses like to do things a little differently. You know, they're more detached, and they bring in a lot of newness into life and things from the future. And then Demi Moore is the 9 of clubs. And she is Venus to him. So let's see what the two of them are together. What is this relationship? Because he's like way younger than her. And I say, you go, girl. You just go. Their relationship is an Ace of Clubs relationship. So they're bringing a message to everyone. They're bringing a message, and they're showing us how to do things in a new way. The Ace of Clubs brings in new ideas. Now, there's also Bruce Willis in this composite. And 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. He's the 5 of diamonds. I mean, the 4 of diamonds, sorry. I shouldn't have chocolate before I do. So when we add him to the mix, because they all seem to just get along great, don't they? We get 44, which is the 5 of spades, which is a change agent. And it's also Ashton's birth card. So there's this wonderful connection between them that creates, and Ashton is also Bruce's spirit card. So I really believe, Karen, since you asked me about these people, that, you know, as a whole, they're really displaying a freedom and perhaps a view into the future of what it's actually like to be consciously self-aware in relationship and living in the understanding that we're all in this together. Because we really are. I mean, and I love to use the card deck as an example of this, because if you don't have every card in the deck, there is no deck. It's all or nothing. And it's the same way with all of us. So why can't we take that understanding and initiate that into humanity to awaken with each other? It's so easy to smile at somebody. You know, sometimes you're in a store, maybe you're checking out with the cashier, and the cashier's, you know, kind of grumpy or whatever, doesn't look at you, doesn't say hello, and you think, God, what's wrong with her, you know? Well, what is wrong with her? Who knows what happened with her? We have no idea of knowing what's going on with somebody. She may be so into something that's going on in her head, she's not even conscious of where she is. This happens to every one of us. If I'm in a place like that and somebody goes, hey, how are you today? And suddenly I'm like, ah. If I'm like thinking about something, okay, I'm at the post office and then I have to go here and then I have to go there. And it's like, it's so easy for us to get caught in our thoughts and not be present with what's in front of us. And when we're present with what's in front of us, we have a mirror there that we can look into and see who we are. And in that mirror, we're going to see exactly how we're in relationship with ourselves. We're going to see our love, our faith, our fear, our courage. We're going to see everything because we carry everything with us. And how easy is it to look at somebody and smile and say hello? It's so easy, and it can make all the difference in the world. What if everybody on the planet one day said hello and smiled at everybody they saw, and that's all we did for a day? I guarantee you the whole place would be transformed. It would be amazing. Of course, we'd have to commit to do that every day. That's not a bad commitment to make. Speaking of commitments, I have a request, and I'm going to give you the address to fulfill this request if you resonate with it. NASA, is about to bomb the moon. On October 8th, they are going to shoot a missile into the surface of the moon because they want to see if there's water under the surface. I have no idea why they want to do this. Do they want to move there? Do they want to bring the water back to Earth so we can pollute it? Do we want to go there and pollute that water too? I mean, this does not make any sense to me. And when I heard about it the other day, I went on a complete rant and rave on Facebook and Twitter. I just like lost my mind. It's like, it's bad enough that we bomb the hell out of this planet, and worse, the people on this planet. Now we're going out into the solar system and we're going to blow up the moon. Well, we're not going to blow up the moon. But the moon controls our tides. The moon is related to our subconscious and our feelings and our emotions and our blood. Our blood. The moon affects our blood flow. Doctors don't like to operate on a full moon because people bleed more because of the pull from the moon. The moon is, by the way, and I just found this out the other day when I was on my rant, it's widening its orbit. So it's pulling away from the Earth already. Probably feels these lunatics thinking about shooting it. You know, and it's like, all right, let's go somewhere else and be somebody else's moon. We don't want to offend our moon. So if you want to write a letter to our Yes We Can president, the address is www.whitehouse.gov/contact. And you can write, if you so feel moved to, and say, please do not let NASA bomb the moon. Because it's really just not okay. At least not okay with me. Okay, I think that I have a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. I want to thank you for sending out that information about the moon on your newsletter. You made it very easy for us to contact Obama, and I really appreciate that. The news came up. I heard about it quite some time ago, so I was glad that someone is still keeping this information going. It's terrible.
It's horrible, and I just found out about it the other day. Somebody posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you. I know,
well, thank you.
Can see where people follow links off the card of the day, and a lot of people have contacted the government about this.
You made it really easy for us. Some of us are not so literate with the computers, and I was really appreciative of that and felt good that
I
could send
them. I'm so happy. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Okay. You gave me a couple of great readings regarding my birthday and turning 56 this year and so on and so on. And since my birthday in July, it's been extremely difficult for 2 years, but I'm still having a very, very hard time and trying to find what mode to go for help. I've got severe anxiety and some depression, and few people have said past life regression therapy should work. I'm with a naturopath doctor right now, and I'm about to get, I think they call Nutricols. It will help the serotonin. It's supplements.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about that.
Neither do
I. Remind me of your birthday, Pat.
It's July 12th, 1953.
So you are the Three of Diamonds.
Three of Diamonds, yeah.
Three of Diamonds, Nine of Spades. Well, you have a very sensitive nervous system.
Uh-huh.
You know, because you live in the Uranus line, and this is all about the nervous system here. So both of your planetary ruling card and your birth card are governed by Uranus, and your birth card by Uranus and Mercury. So that is going to make you hypersensitive in general.
Okay.
You are living in the Jupiter line. I would think, well, now let's look at, you need to be a little careful about the doctor that you choose, because you know, you want to make sure that intuitively through and through you feel good about that person. If there's any question about the person or what you're doing, then you need to focus on the question rather than trying to justify it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but are you picking up on something and warning me about the woman I'm working with now?
I'm just looking at your cards, and I'm seeing the potential for somebody for someone in the healing profession maybe not being who you thought they were.
Okay.
Or okay. Who you think they are. You know, I don't know. Did I talk to you about doing Qigong?
I started Qigong. Someone else recommended that. I did it for about a year and honestly did not like it.
Oh, you didn't. Where do you live?
I'm in Connecticut.
Oh, right. Well, I do see the need for deep, deep, deep meditation. This is a year where spiritual initiation is a huge influence for you. The issue is?
Because of trauma, it's very, very difficult for me to stick with something like meditation or EFT. Relaxing becomes dangerous for me. So this is why I was thinking maybe past life regression, hypnosis. I don't know.
Why does relaxation become dangerous for you?
Letting go.
Because of where you go.
Letting go. It brings up stuff that I don't really understand, and I'm wondering, do I need to have things released?
Okay, I have an idea about exactly what you need, but I would rather talk to you about this off the air.
Okay.
Will you call me? Do you have my email address?
I can get it off the web, right? Off BBS?
Yeah.
Well, I get your newsletter, so.
Right. But I don't want to ask you for your email address on the air.
Okay.
But I do want to talk to you, like, after this show.
Great.
So,
I will do. How do I contact you?
If you could email me as soon as you get off the phone at starofthemagi@earthlink.net.
Okay.
You could just respond to one of those card of the day emails.
Okay.
If you just hit reply with that.
Great.
And then give me your phone number and I'll call you when I finish the show.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind of you.
Yeah.
Love you. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Please feel free to call me. Once in a while, something will come up that I want to share with somebody, and I don't want to share it on the radio because I just don't feel it's appropriate. Because I think, you know, it's easy to do a lot with different readings on the radio, and it happens all the time. But every once in a while, it's like I just feel like, this would be better if other people's energy weren't involved with it as well. So that's why once in a while I will do that. So I want to open the lines the lines are open for you to call in. The number's there on your computer screen. If you want to talk to me about a relationship connection with somebody, if you want to ask me about what's going on with your card influences right now. I'm not laying cards out like in fortune telling. If you look at my website and you click on the cards in the nav bar, the navigation bar at the top, it says the cards. Click on there. You will go to a page that shows you, if you scroll down, the kind of charts I'm looking at when I'm reading. Everything's based on your birthday and the age that you are. Also, I've done some new things to my website on my homepage, and if this doesn't load properly, just hit the refresh button on your browser, and it will. But I just scrolled down. I have my Beyond the Body widget. I made that widget. I was so proud of myself. then I also have some books that I recommend. Of course, I've got my own two books. And then I've got The Master Key System by Charles Hennell. I've also got The Essence of Healing by Eric Pearl, which is a DVD. I've got Busting Loose from the Money Game by Robert Sheinfeld, which is an amazing book. And I've got The Living Matrix DVD. Then, if you see right under that, see more suggestions, if you go to the products page, I have three carousels of books that are books that I recommend to people. I'm probably going to add some more on here because I keep thinking of well, when I'm working with clients or my coaching clients, I'm always recommending different things. So, and then there's a video that I just put up on my homepage. It's a little 7-minute clip from when I did the celebrity gifting show, gifting lounge in February. I think I have a caller. Hello?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
It's Rebecca. And I just sent you an email about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, you did? Well, let me look at that email and see what you said.
Well, I gave you my birthday, and I was just asking about the job situation. Seems like we're all looking for jobs or in a financial kind of crunch, but I just resolved I'm going to be moving, so I now have a place to move to. But I'm wondering, am I looking in the right arena, or have, you know, I put out a couple of applications already, and I'm wondering, will one of those kind of be fruitful, or...
You're the Five of Clubs. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And you're the Five of Clubs, Ace of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
So, and let's see, you were born in 60, so you're 49, correct?
Yeah, and my birthday's next month.
Well, you probably should go on vacation until your birthday. Because you're in Neptune until your birthday, and the 52 days before our birthday when we're in Neptune, everybody listen up, the 52 days before our birthday when we're in Neptune, we have to be really careful because things are usually not what we think they are. And so getting into a relationship or starting a new job, you know, after our birthday, then we go, whoa, this isn't what I thought it was. So you've got the Three of Clubs in your house. You got a lot of, let me talk to you. You're going to be 49 on your birthday.
Yeah.
You are going into a new 7-year cycle.
Okay.
On your birthday.
Okay.
And you are sitting in the Ten of Hearts house. This is very, very, very good news.
Okay, and that was
you've got the Jack of Diamonds behind you.
Okay.
And the Ten of Diamonds in, So, are you looking for a job, or are you looking to create something to do?
I'm looking for a job.
Okay, and what field are you looking in? Because working with women, anything having to do with women or beauty, could be very auspicious for you.
Okay. I was looking more at going back into administrative work in high-tech environments.
Uh-huh. And that's, you are passionate about that.
Actually, yes, I am. I have done that kind of work before. It's something that comes really easy to me, and it's very enjoyable because I get to interact with a lot of different people and also kind of keep my own schedule, do my own prioritizing of, you know, what I need to get done.
Uh-huh. Well, you have the Eight of Spades sitting in your house, which means this is a really profound security for having work and being extremely busy, actually. You may end up working for a little less than you're used to in the beginning, but that would quickly change in about 3 months.
Okay.
If I were you, well, let me look at your yearly spread. Your first cards out are four. So is there anyone in your family that's dealing with some health issues right now?
They could be, but I don't deal with family, so.
Oh. Okay, so we'll move on from there. Okay, let's look at what's going on here. Well, I feel like something's actually going to come to you very easily. You've got the King of Diamonds behind you. You've got the Five of Spades with the Ace of Spades, which means your work is going to change. You're actually going to upgrade in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you may, you know, I can tell you for sure that once you get to, let me just look at the time cycles here. One, two. Like at the beginning of the year, big time your work is going to shift. So even if you get a job before then, either you're going to be promoted in what you're doing, your job's going to change in some way, or you're going to get a new job. But things are going uphill as time goes on after your birthday. I feel like there's an influential man that's going to show up that's going to be play a big role in this, and also, well, possibly a woman, but I feel like there's some sort of, I don't know if it's someplace you've been before or someone you knew in the past or worked with is actually going to be, this is what it is, somebody that you work with before is actually going to open the doorway and be the bridge for this to happen for you.
Okay.
So any contacts that you have, and again, you know, you might want to wait. I mean, it's good to do your research and get all your little ducks in a row. Let me just look at what your Neptune cards are so I don't misspeak. Oh, well, no, you have great Neptune cards right now. Go for it.
I have great what?
Yeah, your cards are really good for connecting with people and having conversations about this right now.
Okay.
So just, you know, Mercury's retrograde and you're in Neptune. You know, it's like you're drunk riding backwards on the escalator or something. But that's only the worst case scenario.
Yeah, when does Mercury in retrograde end? I can look it up on the web, but
I think it ends on the 30th of September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you don't want to get into contracts and stuff before then. But, you know, you do have the potential to connect with some powerful people right now that can put you in contact with other people that open up work for you. So the clearer you are about what it is you want to be doing, where it is you want to do it, and who you want to do it with, the quicker this will manifest for you. You have really strong cards for creating manifestation.
Okay.
And I do feel like there is a connection to your past work life in some way.
Okay.
Pay attention to those people, okay?
Okay. Just one quick question. I just entered into a contract regarding moving into an apartment complex. So we shouldn't enter into contracts when Mercury is in retrograde, or we just need to be really careful?
You need to be extremely clear and read all the fine print. And, yeah, you just need to be really take extra care.
Okay.
Oftentimes things change or there's some kind of, you know, something comes up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, something actually came up when I was filling out the application that I was unaware of, so that was kind of revealed at the time. So I was like, oh,
yeah,
I didn't know
so
that.
Just, you know, okay. Just make sure you're really, really get out your magnifying glass and look it over.
Okay, yeah, because I still have like 48 hours if I want to cancel. So, okay, great. I really appreciate your time.
You're
and I love
so
your show.
Welcome. Thank you for calling, Rebecca.
Okay, take care. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Okay, bye.
So, timing is everything. It really, really, really is everything. You know, today on my card of the day, I put this quote from Jose Ortega y Gasset. And the quote is, I don't know if I'm saying his name correctly, life is a series of collisions with the future. It is not the sum of what we have been, but what we yearn to be. And that's why I said to Rebecca, and today is a really great day to think about these things, you know, to the clearer we are about anything ever, the better it is, because especially when we're wanting to create some part of our life, you know, I watched the most amazing show last night on National Geographic. You know, it was about intersex people, and how one out of every 250 people are born as intersex people. There used to be another name for them. And with both sex organs. And the doctors, 5 surgeries a day in this country, changing a baby's sex. And they choose, and they don't always choose correctly. Well, in India, and I can't remember what they call the people that are born this way, they consider it a third gender. And so you know how when they do these specials, they have like 3 different people or 4 different people, and they, you know, weave throughout the program. Well, this woman in India who was born with both sex organs, and she was considered a boy in the beginning, but she was a woman. And, you know, all the women that she knew that were intersex were prostitutes. That's how they made their living. And because, you know, there's an attitude in the society. And she decided she did not want to make a living that way. That wasn't her cup of tea. So she asked herself, what could you do that is an expression of who you really are in this world? And she came up with an idea for a television show. And she created this talk show. She laid out the whole idea and took it to one of the studios in India, one of the stations, however they do it there, and they gave her a show. And her show is all about gender. And, you know, really bringing everything out in the open for everybody. And now she's working on all these other things as well. And it was so inspiring to me. Because, you know, if we take, you could look at her and say, well, life gave her a lemon. Well, if life gave her a lemon, she made a lemon meringue pie, she made lemonade, she made lemon tarts, you know, she made lemon cookies, lemon everything. She's just taking the lemon and making all these beautiful, powerful things to empower other people, to wake people up, and to express who she really is in a profound way. And I really believe that when we touch who it is that we really are, when we feel our nature, and rather than saying, well, I don't believe that I could really do that, well, you wouldn't have the inspiration to do it if you couldn't do it. The inspiration is natural. The argument that we get into with ourselves is what's unnatural. I think I have a caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Do you spell your name with a K or a C?
I spell it with a C.
Catherine the Great.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Catherine?
Golden, Colorado.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
When's your birthday?
August 23rd, 1951.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
You just had a birthday.
I did.
August 20 what?
23rd.
23rd. Oh, you're the Three of Clubs. That's my spirit card. So do you know about these cards that I'm talking about here?
No, I know very little.
Well, let me tell you about your cards.
You sound like the doctor that does all those,
I know. You know, I actually, sometimes I catch myself doing that, and I go, oh, I sound just like a doctor. I'm a doctor of time, perhaps.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So are you 58?
Yes.
Okay. I just like to double check. So your card, the Three of Clubs, your birthday is the Three of Clubs birthday, and this is the card of the writer. This is the card of mental creativity. This is a card that is talkative and lovable and loves to socialize and, you know, you like people.
Mm-hmm.
And who you are inside is, you learn a lot of your lessons through relationships, though. I just want to throw that in there.
Okay.
Who you are inside is someone who really longs to know what's true and what's valuable and what makes things be what they really are. There's like this part of you inside that really wants to know. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, that's true.
Yeah. There's a real innocence about you that's very special. And, you know, then you have this planetary ruling card, the Jack of Clubs, which is very quick, this card embodies a high level of intelligence.
Okay.
And the ability to perceive things quickly. And to change directions quickly. Now, what? Must be true. Focus can be a little bit of a challenge at times with these two cards.
Okay.
But when you do focus, you know, I mean, you have the ability to pull in an idea a second, you know. It's just like, do you write at all?
Yes, I do.
Because,
yes.
You know,
I'm actually in the process of writing a book about a near-death experience I had.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Have you been to my blog, Beyond the Body?
No, not yet.
Oh, you have to go to my blog. Okay, well, yes, writing is right up your alley, darling. You were born to write.
Okay.
And you were born to make a difference in other people's lives through what you share via your communication. By sharing what you know and sharing from your experiences, your highest path is to really give to others in some way that enhances
okay.
their experience of being alive.
Okay. That sounds like me. I've had many careers. My most recent career since the near death has been I'm a spiritual mentor, and I work with people and their personal gifts. And I'm a healer since the near death. It's pretty remarkable.
I'm not surprised. I might have to have you on my show another time because I have like 1 minute left. And interview you about this.
Oh, that would be great. I enjoy interviews about them because, you know, people don't realize how significant a near-death is.
Well, people don't realize how significant death is. And if we
You're right.
step back one more time, people don't realize how significant life is. You know what I mean? We're not living like we're aware of that a lot of the time.
Oh, yes. It's very amazing.
Did Catherine,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're making a lot of adjustments in how you think and communicate right now. And
I sure am. I was going to ask you that question.
What?
My question was I have recently made some adjustments to my business, and I've restructured it, and I just wonder if that's going to improve its flow.
Let me look over here. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great. Because I did a secondary progress, and it all looks pretty good because I'm also moving in January. And it's significantly different to the moving location. It's really amazing compared to where I'm currently living in Golden, Colorado.
Where are you moving to?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Oh, my God. I just moved to Chapel Hill 5 months ago. That's where I am.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Okay, listen to me. You need to get... Okay, the top of my head just blew off. So I need to get off the air because my time is up. But you need to contact me.
Okay.
This is a match. Okay. This is destined right now. My card... The King of Diamonds is sitting in your Jack of Clubs house.
Okay, and that means...
So I am going to be visiting you.
Oh, how great!
There's no question I'm going to be sitting in your house, because I'm sitting in your house in the car.
Oh, that's great!
Oh, this is exciting. Will you email me, please?
I sure will. Yeah.
Like
that's,
now.
I'm kind of excited, yeah.
I'm extremely excited. I do have to get off the air, though, or they're going to yell at me.
Okay, I'll email you all the particulars. I know exactly what you're asking for.
Okay, good.
Okay, so over and out, and thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for calling.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye. I want to thank everybody for listening. Oh, I have goosebumps, chicken skin, as they say in Hawaii. Isn't life fun? So I wish you a fabulous week, and feel free to contact me. My email address is starofthemagi@earthlink.net or sharon@starofthemagi.com. My phone number is 213-281-8063. I do personal sessions with people and coaching. I love you all, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.